N4DJC.
486. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Patrick. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing okay, but it's just been one of those days.
I couldn't let off any, that's for sure.
It's cooling off. It's pretty warm out here right now.
Typical Monday for you then. Hot and people aren't cooperating.
A number of things today. There was a wreck up on 25, so trying to avoid traffic. Just having to run part of the route backwards because of that. So it's just been a messed up day. Guys aren't at work, sick, you know, just a whole lot of stuff going on.
Those things all converge at one time and make one of those days you'd like to start over and have a different outcome.
One of those days, I think I'd have been better off just to stay at home, but hindsight's always 20/20. You don't know that till you're here.
You never know when you leave the house and that kind of job, what kind of day you're going to have. You might have a great day, you might not have a good day, but hopefully there's more good ones than bad ones.
And that's the goal anyway. So how have you been doing today?
Okay, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning for some reason or another. I slept pretty good last night, but we was taking out of bed yesterday afternoon. I got out in the heat for maybe 3 or 4 hours or so, and it might have been a little too much for me. I don't know, but I didn't seem to bother me last night, but I slept pretty good. But when I woke up this morning, I said, I think I could just lay here for a little bit longer. I went and got up anyway.
Good morning, blues.
I thought I'd get to the point where I could sleep late anymore after getting up at 6 o'clock every morning for all those years. But it took me a while. I woke up at 6 or 6:30. My wife still gets up early, but I don't anymore. I'll wake up and I'll go back to sleep unless I got something I got to do. I usually get up by 8:30 or 9 anyway, but during the wintertime I get up a little earlier than that, but it's been so hot, there's not a whole lot, you know, we do that early in the morning anyway, unless we have an appointment somewhere.
KO4HKX. Yeah, I'm with you there. I just can't sleep in anymore unless I stay up real late and make myself sleep in. And then what's the point then?
It's always been a night owl. I've always stayed up pretty late anyway because I worked on second shift for so many years, I guess. And I try to get in bed by midnight, but I wish I'd go to bed about 10 o'clock or so and sleep till 7 in the morning, but that just ain't happening anymore. You get older, you just don't sleep as much, I suppose. But I woke up at 6 or 6:30 every morning for, oh gosh, well over 25 years, I guess. But when I got back on first shift, most of the time I always stayed up to at least 11:30. I'd go in at 6 and, you know, I'd get up at 6 and go and be at work by about 6:15, 6:30, and very seldom was I home before 7. But that's just the way things were. Took a lot of hours and worked on weekends too, but I don't really miss that at all. But it did take a while for me to get accustomed to sleeping a little later, but now I may be too accustomed to it now.
Much to get used to that, I can tell you that. My wife, she likes to sleep in. I just can't do it. I've been getting up so early for so long, it just comes natural. I don't think nothing about it.
My dad, he was a real Americare, and he got up at 4:30 every morning for about 40 years, I guess. And he finally got to the point where he'd sleep in, but he always took a nap in the afternoon, too. He started mail right early and get done by 2:30. He'd be home by 2:30 in the afternoon. He always went to bed early, too, though. But he finally got where he'd sleep to about 7 o'clock or something like that. But he was always a big advocate of getting something good for breakfast and having a light lunch and taking a nap in the afternoon after he retired. And He's a fairly light supper, but he stayed busy. He had a garden, and he took care of the lake a lot and did all kinds of things when he was retired. I just didn't, I had a lot of other things going on, but I wasn't able to do that sort of thing because we were trying to look after everybody else in the family for about 10 or 15 years, I guess. But he always had something to do. He was never bored.
There's people out there that got way too much going on for me.
Say, once they find out you retired, one of the things we found out was that people started calling us. They knew that we were both retired, and you got time to do it. And it just, first thing you know, you got, six people pulling you six different ways, and you're busier. It turned out my wife was, she ran a managed apartment complex for years, but then when we moved here, she stopped doing that, but she still stayed busy with the parents, but it's just one of those things, and somebody's always wanting you to do something, take them somewhere, or check on something for them or something. Once they find out that you're not working, they think you got all the time in the world, and you do until they start getting you to do all that stuff for them.
My family is, every time something goes wrong, they call me, want me to fix it. Well, I've got a job. I got things I got to do. Well, you work for yourself. You can just do it later. I can't do that.
Of course, when I was working in the mill, it was different because I had to be there. But when I started in sales, that's exactly what my mother thought. She could just call me any time of the day, and I'd be able to talk to her, and I'd be 200 miles away, and she'd come up with some. Of course, my dad passed away. He passed away back in '98, and she lived over another 20 years. So. She did really well for a while, but the last 5-6 years, she had something going on with her all the time, and I was the only child, so it was either me or my wife, one or the other, had to go check on her and that sort of thing. So it was kind of a deal, something to deal with. It seemed like every week I'd be somewhere, and she'd bring up something that wasn't, I didn't think it'd be very significant, and it really wasn't, but and she'd be stirring the hornet's nest up, and it's just one of those things, you just have to deal with it, I guess, but it was tough, though.
Well, I'm not the only child, but sometimes I think I am, because my other brothers and sisters, they don't do much of anything, and like my dad right now, he'd been wanting his AC fixed in his truck. Well, I told him to take it to a buddy of mine's shop, and we'd do it. That was 3 weeks ago. Well, today he calls in a panic. He's got to have it fixed. He's retired, got all, sitting around, doesn't do anything, really, doesn't nothing. But was too busy to take the truck and get the AC fixed in it until it's an emergency.
That happens sometimes. My mother was always real good. She worked in a bank. She was a bookkeeper, too. So she was always real good with money things, but the house stuff, daddy'd always take care of that for her, so we had to keep finding people to do odd jobs and the stuff that we couldn't do ourselves. And, the house was built back in the 40s, and it was starting to have some deteriorations of plumbing, and we found a good plumber though that got most of that stuff fixed. We had that poly, they were repiped as old copper iron pipes that polybutylene, and it started breaking up out of there. Thankfully, I found a good plumber that was honest, and they got up and fixed it, so we didn't have any more trouble with it. But just something like that all the time, and didn't keep up the termite ladder, and didn't have pest control people come around, just stuff like that. Daddy had been taking care of for years, and she just let it go, so we had to get involved in it, and she couldn't believe how expensive everything was. I said, that's because you ain't had it done in 20 years, Mother.
Same story I get. Well, why does it cost so much? Well, things are expensive. Parts are expensive. Paying people to do things are expensive, because you can't do it yourself. You have to pay somebody else. They don't understand that. They think I ought to just do it and be done with it. And do it for nothing. I don't have time anymore.
My wife's parents were both real good about keeping things up. Of course, he had Alzheimer's. The last few years, he wasn't very good at getting things done, but he was a do-it-yourself guy. He could do about anything except plumbing work. But he kept the house up really good for him for years. But the last two or three years, when something happened, he didn't really know what to do. And she was sick herself. So we found some people to do some stuff, and it was always more expensive. They just don't now. It's hard to find anybody to do it, much less how much they charge you for it. But, with him, with his memory issues, he kept losing his billfold and things like that, Patrick, and we'd have to do, credit freezes, and somebody stole his identity once or twice, and it was just, that just takes people that haven't been involved in that before, they don't realize how much time it takes. It just takes weeks and weeks and weeks of, getting stuff done and trying to get everything redone and get the, get him a new driver's license and get him to change it and all that sort of thing. It's just it was just crazy. It was really, it happened several times. It was just, I'd done it before a couple of times for my daughter. Had an incident once back when she was in college. It took, I had to get the police involved and everything in that, but I knew what was involved in it, so at least I knew what to do. But in the situation with my wife, her brother and sister, neither one of them much help until she just got where she couldn't, she had finally got to the point where she just couldn't do it anymore. She was about to drive her crazy. They finally jumped in and started helping, but that was about a year and a half before both of them passed away. So, but we dealt with that for almost 15 years, I guess.
My wife is an only child, and like I said, I've got a half-brother and a stepsister, and I had a brother, but he passed away, so it's just been a mess. And getting him to help do anything, the stepsister lives in Texas, so she can't. My half-brother, he likes the liquid courage too much, so... I don't mess with him. He can do his own thing.
Both her siblings were not local. One of them lived in Athens, and the other lived in Duluth. Both of them had, he ran his own CPA firm, and she was she's a guidance counselor at a big private school, so they were both real busy. We did everything we could, but, their idea of helping sometimes coming in there one day a week and visiting for an hour or two and then going on about the business. And I told him one time, I said, yeah, it's going to be a situation where she's not going to be able to do it. And sure enough, it came up, man, to have some major surgery, and she just couldn't do it anymore for at least 6 months. And they jumped in there and started helping, but that was only because they had to. They didn't have a choice. And I don't want them about it. I said, you keep depending on one person like that, and something happens to that one person. I said, then you go find out how tough all this is. And the two of them really struggled to get everything done, but we just couldn't help them. We'd done enough. And I said, my wife had been sick, and she was trying to recover from that surgery and trying to keep from driving herself crazy on top of that. So sometimes they have to jump in, but it's hard to when you get somebody unreliable and or not available.
I understand that. But, Jerry, I'm getting close to my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you. Enjoyed the conversation on the way up here. You have a good evening, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good afternoon, Patrick, that you've had this morning, anyway, in the morning. Hope something's very productive for you. Good talking to you. Hey, to unload on you with a problem, but that's the way it goes sometimes. You take it easy and stay cool. Talk to you later. N4DJ, stay clear.
For ZER Mobile and Monitoring. This is KF4ZER. Hey, is anybody monitoring?
ER, send 0TR, November 0, Tango Radio. My name's Tom. Just be here for a short time. Go ahead.
Tom, the name here is Daryl. I'm from out of town. And just listening in on the repeater. I hear a few people every now and then. I'm just making sure I'm getting into the machine okay.
And Excellent. It couldn't be any better. Sound like a local radio station.
No, the local area for a few more days, and then we're going to head back to Tennessee. Name is Daryl. Delta, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Echo, Lima, Lima.
That wouldn't be my other brother, Daryl, would it?
He doesn't talk much.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My wife and I are just leaving, getting some push water here at Wally World. And we're heading down here just a few blocks to Publix to go in and maybe get a flu shot and some old dead chicken.
You know, that yard bird's pretty good every now and then.
Yeah, we got about 13 or 14 of them out there, and they consume a lot of feed every day. They're putting out a lot of eggs right now, by golly. Now, I'm 73, my wife's pretty close, but that's top secret compartment information. And we moved here about 11 years ago from up in Kansas.
Yeah, well, I'm a newbie around here right now, too, just visiting. I'm down here working in this Magna facility trying to help them out, and me and my maintenance guys are going to go back home Friday.
Trying to dodge a propane truck here, which I think is the tip of the day. You don't want to run into one of those. And looking for a parking place, of course. Well, it's a beautiful place down here. There's a front moving in, Hurricane Ida. Some outer bands of it. They don't expect it to be anything other than rain, but I wouldn't be surprised if you might run into her on the way home.
Kind of looking forward to it. My truck does need a bath, and I'll take what I can get.
We've been married 53 years, Daryl. And if you just slap her around once a week, whether she needs her, she'll wash that vehicle for you.
Yeah, I did it.
I think I pulled in to a bad place here in front of the store, Daryl. I'm not receiving you, but I think it's...
TR, KF4ZR, 73s, have a good day, and I hope the evening goes well. Nice to make your acquaintance. Again, 73s.
We're behind the field. 73, good to meet you.